Inside Mac.
For Tuesday, October 31st, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. Apple shares are on the rise. Another iTunes update has been released. Another boot camp update has been released. And Apple overtakes Dell in the UK. As I reported yesterday, the second-gen iPod Shuffle has begun shipping as pre-ordered customers received shipping confirmation over the weekend, but there was no word as to when the world's smallest digital music player would arrive in stores. Well, here's an update to that story. The $79 Shuffle will be available worldwide in Apple's retail stores and Apple's authorized resellers this Friday, November 3rd. And with the news of the Shuffle's worldwide availability, Apple shares rose as high as $81.68 as the move revamped part of the iPod product line just in time for the holiday shopping season. Apple also released a new version of iTunes. The company said iTunes 7.02 adds support for the second-generation iPod Shuffle and also addresses a variety of stability and performance issues that were found in iTunes 7 and iTunes 7.01. The new version can be downloaded via the software update pane and on the web. Apple also released Bootcamp 1.1.2 Beta, the latest release of the company's software that enables Intel-based Macs to run Windows XP. The company notes that the new version of Bootcamp contains several updates and is intended for all new and previous Bootcamp Beta users. It includes support for the latest Intel-based Macintosh computers, easier partitioning using presets for popular sizes, ability to install Windows XP on any internal disk, as well as support for built-in iSight cameras, support for built-in microphones, support for Apple USB modem, and the list just keeps on going. Apple's Bootcamp Beta software requires macOS 10 Tiger 10.4.6 or later, running on an Intel-based Mac as well as the latest firmware updates. Apple is now the number two supplier to the UK education market and has pushed Dell into third place. Apple has 14.7% of the total PC market for education, including laptop and desktop computers. In first place is Research Machines with 34.9% of the market. Dell is in third place with 14.1%, and HP is in fourth place with 7.7% of the market. Apple confirmed that in the fourth quarter of its 2006 financial year, it was the number one computer supplier in Europe, Middle East, and Africa, also known as EMEA, education market. Gartner analyst Isabel Duran told Macworld, for the first time, Apple is number one in the EMEA education market, with 11.6% of the market in the third quarter of 2006 against 9.6% in the third quarter of 2005. Duran believes Apple's growth in the education market is a result of the company's current focus on that market. In addition, she said that Apple's MacBook has been very successful in the education sector. Coming up, how iTunes ratings are becoming as important to television producers as Nielsen, when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Good morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
Whenever my systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying?
Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromat in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting Micromat.com.
I need a vacation.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Red Quartz Software has released Virtual Time Clock Pro 5.3, an update designed to make the process of managing data backups easier. The software supports scheduling unattended backups by the hour, day, or week with a new data restore feature to enable fast disaster recovery and easy transfer to data to a new computer. In addition, the new version provides about 24 interface refinements for an improved overall user experience and is free for all users enrolled in Red Quartz Software's maintenance and support program. Virtual Time Clock 5.3 requires macOS 10.2 or later and is available for $200 US. EasyDraw.com has released EasyDraw 2.0.0, an update to the balanced 2D vector drawing application that runs natively on Intel-based Macs as a universal binary. The new version includes several new ribbon and wall tools, an ungroup PDF features for editing line art graphics, as well as text of PDF content, French localization for menus as well as palettes, and Japanese localization from a supporting website. The update also provides full Spotlight support with improvements to MacDraw 2, MacDraw Pro, and ClarisDraw imports. The software is available for $100 US and requires macOS 10.2 or later. And lastly today, one popular TV show has iTunes to thank, as it was on the chopping block before it was made available on the popular online store. The show, The Office, and according to Newsday, the show was about to suffer the fate of 100,000 other shows that couldn't get ratings. When NBC cut a deal with iTunes' new TV service, The Office was an immediate iTunes hit and now rules as the Seinfeld of iTunes. Angela Bromstead, the president of NBC Universal Television Studio, said, "I am not sure that we'd still have the show on the air without the iTunes boost." She stated the network had only ordered so many episodes, so when it went on iTunes and really started taking off, that gave us another way to see the true potential other than just Nielsen. iTunes may soon be known as the savior of TV programming, as it not only saved The Office, but most likely 30 Rock as well. While Nielsen isn't too impressed with the program, 30 Rock is expected to be a big iTunes seller. When the network signed deals with iTunes last fall, they couldn't have imagined that iTunes would be able to save shows, drive new viewers to the networks and their websites, and even change the way shows are produced. Paul Lieberstein, one of The Office's executives, said ever since the iTunes effect kicked in last December, The Office has paid almost as much attention to iTunes as it does to NBC. The iTunes effect is also attracting big-name directors like Harold Ramis, who will be directing an hour-long episode to air around Christmas, and Lost's J.J. Abrams is also scheduled to direct an episode in February. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. Have a happy Halloween. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.